What they do down there is their business with God. What is happening here is the pastor and the leader's business here with God. Jesus is Lord of His church. And He will do in each branch of His church what He pleases. The leadership responsibility is to examine the Word. And to faithfully preach the Word. And apply all the truth. Not just the bits and pieces that they feel are nice.
而不是,
but even those pieces of the truth that are uncomfortable. You see, one of the most important things we have to discover as followers of Jesus is the matter of obedience. If you love me, you will obey me.
你若爱我,
Jesus said you will obey what I command. Jesus doesn't make suggestions. If you feel like it and you've got a little bit of time to spare, I'd like you to do this.
如果你感觉很好, 你有一点点时间,
if it's not too much trouble, if it's not too uncomfortable for you, if your wife doesn't mind, Jesus said, if you obey what I command, Jesus never made suggestions. Jesus gives commands. You do it, you obey. You don't do it, you disobey. That's all there is.
如果没有做,
it's very clear. We don't have to live in confusion. We can live in the light, we can live in freedom, we can live in certainty and assurance. Oh yes, there may be things in the scripture that are hard to understand. Even poor old Peter, who wasn't much of an academic, had problems with Paul.
连彼得虽然没有太多学问, 他有时候对保罗,
I mean, Peter was a practical man, he was a fisherman.
因为彼得是一个很, 很实际的人, 他是一个渔夫。
And Paul was a debater and he was an academic.
保罗却不一样, 保罗是一个, 辩论家, 他是一个很有学问的人。
He had the equivalent of a PhD.
他像今天的 PhD 博士一样。
And he liked to philosophize.
他喜欢哲学。
And Peter writes it, he says, you know, Paul writes things hard to understand.
彼得说, 保罗啊,你的信真难懂啊。
Okay, perhaps there are a few things.
可能有些事情不能懂。
But when it comes to the Gospels, the problem is it's so clear.
但讲到福音却是那样的清楚。
The problem is not that it's difficult to understand.
对,福音来讲不是那么难了解。
The problem is it's difficult to do.
难在说去做。
It's a matter of obedience.
就是在于这个重点在于,
it's not a matter of understanding.
而不是在于你了不了解。
Now in that passage we started with,
我们回到我们开始的经文,
in Matthew 16,
马太第16章,
Jesus goes on to say,
耶稣接着说,
I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
耶稣跟彼得说, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
Did Jesus tell Peter to build the church?
耶稣我们叫彼得去建造这个教会。
What does your Bible say?
你的圣经怎么说呢?
Look for yourself, what does it say?
你自己看看是怎么说呢?
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
We need to get this straight.
我们要把这事情弄清楚。
About 10 or 12 years ago, the Holy Spirit sent a message right through the world.
大约10年前,
I thought that I was the one who heard it from God and I was preaching it, nobody else was.
我认为我听到神跟我说的,我在传讲, 没有别人听到。
And you borrow that message from that man.
后来有人就问我说, 哎, 你这个信息是从另外一个人那里听来的。
I said, no, I've never heard of him, why?
我说我没有,从来没有听说过那个人,
he's saying the same thing.
因为那个人讲的也是同样一个信息啊。
I went to England and they told me that.
我到英国去有人这样说。
I met somebody from Australia and New Zealand, they said it.
我到澳洲到纽西兰, 他们也是这样说的。
I read a magazine from America, they were saying it.
我读一个美国的这个杂志, 他们也在讲同样的事情。
The Holy Spirit was speaking to the prophetic voice all over the world.
原来是您借着预言在向全世界不同地方都说同样的事情。
And the word was just very simple.
而这话是很简单的。
Jesus said, give me back my church.
耶稣说, 把教会还给我。
Give me back my church.
把我的教会还给我。
Pastors, you have stolen my church.
牧师啊, 你偷了我的教会。
Elders, you have stolen my church.
长老啊, 你偷了我的教会。
People, you have stolen my church.
百姓啊, 你偷了我的教会。
You call it my church.
因为你们称为这是我的教会。
The pastor says, in my church we do this, and in my church we do that.
因为很多牧师说, 我的教会是这样做, 我的教会是那样做。
The members call, say, in our church we do this, in our church we do that.
会有说啊, 我们的教会是这样做, 我们的教会是那样做。
Just yesterday, somebody was talking to me, a pastor was talking to me.
昨天有个牧师这样来跟我说,
and said, well, in my church I do this, in my church I do that.
在我教会是这样做, 在我教会是那样做。
I didn't know the person very well and I respected them.
我不太认识这个牧师, 虽然我很尊重他。
So I didn't say what I wanted to say.
所以我就没有说我真正想要说的。
I felt like saying, well, that's incredible. I didn't know that you had one.
我是想说说, 哇, 那真是不得了, 我不知道你有一个教会。
What kind of a thing is your church?
你的教会是怎么样的?
It is not my church or our church.
因为这重点不是我的教会或我们的教会。
There is only one church.
因为只有一个教会。
And that belongs to Jesus.
而这教会单单属于耶稣。
The church is his body.
因为教会是耶稣的身体。
It's not my body, it's not your body.
不是你的身体，不是我的身体。
There is one bride.
只有一个心腹。
He is going to have a feast for one wife.
他只有一个婚宴，只为了一个妻子。
Jesus is not a polygamist.
耶稣不是重婚者。
There is one.
这只有一个太太。
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
你醒着吗?
Are you breathing?
你在呼吸吗?
It's very important for us to get an understanding of this.
所以很重要, 我们要了解这一点。
When the pastor says, I will not allow this in my church,
牧师说, 我不容许这个在我的教会里面。
You can hear a sound of the wind going out of the door.
你会发现一个风吹离开这个教会。
The Lord is taking his candlestick somewhere else. If it is your church, I have no place here. If it is my church,
若是我的教会,
I say what will be here,
那我就会在这里,
according to my word.
根据我的话,
and what I allow will never contradict my word. If it's in line with the word, it's mine.
如果跟神的话一致,
if it's not in line with the word, it's not mine.
如果跟神的话一致,
that is the test.
这就是一个试验。
You see, at times the Holy Spirit moves in strange ways.
有的时候圣灵用奇特的方式在运行。
Now, I need to be very honest with you. At times I don't like it. I don't know about you, but at times the Holy Spirit offends me. It's not according to my upbringing. There are times the Holy Spirit will move in ways that we find embarrassing or disturbing.
很不好意思,会很麻烦。
And I sometimes go to preach in a church and they start to do something and I just want to.
在我到一些教会去,他们开始做一些事情的时候,我就想逃掉。
I want to go somewhere else, I don't want to be there.
我想到别的地方去,我不想待在那里。
And I have to say, Lord, is this you?
我必须问主说,主啊,这是出于你吗?
If it's you, it's okay.
如果出于你,那没有关系了。
And very often the Lord says, yes, it is me. And I say, okay.
很多时候主都说是的,那我就只好说,好吧。
We had a very, very powerful move of the Holy Spirit in our home church in East London, in South Africa.
我们在我们的家乡的教会在East London, 南非的East London的地方。
It lasted for 6 years without a break.
这个运行呢,圣灵的运行连续了6年没有停下来。
At times it was very, very powerful.
当时是非常有能力的圣灵在运行。
But there was always this very strong move of the Spirit.
就是很强的圣灵的运行。
The meetings would often then start at 9 in the morning and finish at 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
常常这个聚会早上9点开始, 一直到持续到下午2点3点。
Prayer meeting on a Friday night started at 7 o'clock and sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning we're still there.
礼拜五的祷告聚会7点钟开始到半夜2点我们还在那里。
People would be overpowered by the power of the Spirit and would fall to the ground, nobody touching them.
有的人没有碰,就倒在圣灵大能下,几个小时倒在那里。
One occasion when we were finishing a conference and the people were all standing.
有一次我们结束整个特会的时候,所有人站在那里。
About 500 people, I can't remember how many, perhaps a few more.
大约500多个人在那里。
And I just lifted my hand to bless the people.
当时我只是举起我的手来祝福他们。
And it looked like wind swept through and struck everybody to the ground.
好像一阵大风刮过，所有人都倒在地上。
Only people left standing was a man who was a rebel at the back and a couple of people around him, and the rest just went right down under the power of the Spirit.
除了后面少数几个人以外，大部分人都倒在圣灵大能之下。
And they didn't just get up again.
他们不是马上就站起来的。
People would go under the power of the Spirit, and sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours later, they'd still be there.
因为很多人大部分人都倒在圣灵之下两个小时三个小时都没有起来
caught up into the heavenlies
有的被提到天上去
seeing and hearing things they didn't want to share
他们甚至听到一些事情他们没有办法跟人分享
the little children had wonderful meetings with the Lord
很多小孩子、跟主有很好的聚会
they would come up to the front of the, build, of the meeting place
他们会走到这个聚会的前面
little children
小孩子们
And their faces glowing.
他们脸会发光。
And the tears running down their face.
他们的眼泪从他们脸上流下来。
Worshipping the Lord.
在那里敬拜神。
Staying there for a long time, worshipping.
在那里站立许久，在那里敬拜神。
At an incredible time of the Lord.
我们在那里有何等的一段时间跟神在一起。
People in the congregation would say that there were times when they could hardly see those of us on the platform because it was like a mist from God covering us.
因为很多会众说他常看不到在上面服侍人因为一个像云彩一般的、在那边遮盖着整个讲台
There were times when people arrived late for the meeting and they couldn't come in the door
很多、迟到的人他没办法进到会场里面来
Or they would be in their motor car and couldn't get out of the car
或者他们在车子里面没有办法出来
And they wouldn't be able to drive away either They would have to sit there for a couple of hours waiting until the meeting finished before they could go
他们也不能够离开必须坐在那几个小时直到聚会结束
We hadAmazing time.
我们有何等一个奇妙的时光。
But for me as a leader, it was a very hard time.
可对我这个领袖来讲，却是一个很困难的一个时光。
Because I had to learn to hear the Spirit in a way I had never heard before.
因为我要学习要听圣灵的声音，是我过去从没曾经历过的。
And to be very sensitive.
必须很敏锐的。
Because if I just did one thing wrong,
因为我怕我若做一件事情错的话
not a sin, but just a mistake,
不是一个罪，而是一个错误的话
that would just lift.
那怕神的荣耀就离
开 And I would know it. It would be like something would lift off the platform.
因为我知道那个那当那个荣耀被提高了以后
It would be like the air coming out of a tire of a motor car.
好像那个气离开那个车子一样
Yeah, it would just be like that.
你也感觉到灵离开了
And a couple of times the Holy Spirit, when we were in worship, told he said to me, take your shoes off.
有几次在我们敬拜里面，圣灵会跟我们说，把你的鞋子脱掉。
Now I was brought up to be very formal.
我是很传统的、很正统的这个被长大的一个家庭。
Even this dress would have been very casual for me.
这样的衣服对我来讲是很普通、很平凡的。
Very formal in my upbringing.
因为在我生长的背景，我们是很正式的。
I would never dream of taking my shoes off in a meeting.
从来不敢想象我会在聚会里面把鞋子给脱掉。
In fact, I find it quite embarrassing when I come to a Chinese house and they tell me to take my shoes off.
所以对我来讲是相当困难。当我来到中国人的家，他们要我把鞋子脱掉。
So the Holy Spirit said, "Take your shoes off," and I said, "I don't take my shoes off in public."
所以圣灵跟我说，把你鞋子脱掉。我不会在公开的场合把鞋子脱掉。
A couple of times he said this.
很多次圣灵这样跟我讲
And he said, do you want your shoes or me?
最后圣灵说你到底要你的鞋子还是要我
I was very quick to take my shoes off
那时候我赶快把鞋子脱掉
And this happened a couple of times
这发生了几次
And then I didn't mind
我那时候都不太在意
Then one morning I had my shoes off
有一天早晨我把鞋子脱掉
There was a great sense of the presence and of the holiness of God
啊，突然一个很神圣洁同在在那里
And the Holy Spirit said, take your socks off
这时候圣灵说：“把你袜子脱掉。
”Now already my people sometimes after the meeting would because I'd taken my shoes off, they would laugh because they knew I was very formal.
哦，原来我的会友他们在笑我，因为我是这样一个正式人，他们看到我脱鞋，他们都笑在那里。
Anyway, I sat down on the platform and I took my socks off.
不管怎么样，我还是顺服坐下，把袜子给脱了。
And the Holy Spirit fell.
那时候圣灵就降下来。
And it was great.
哇，那是很好的。
Afterwards, a man came up to me.
然后后来有一个人到我面前来。
And he came up and he looked at me.
他这样过来看着我。
He said, "Oh, I often wondered what your toes looked like."
哇，好多好，从来没有看到你脚丫子长什么样子。
I wanted to take my Bible and anoint him.
我当时最想拿我的圣经揍他一下。
Bless him with the word.
用神的话祝福他。
Because I was embarrassed.
因为我当时很出糗啊。
Anyway, I couldn't understand this. I said, you know, I don't know what next the Holy Spirit is going to ask. I don't think I'm going on the platform again.
所以我都不知道为什么要这样子，所以我都很害怕圣灵下一步要做什么，我都不太敢上讲台了。
Anyway, I talked to old Poppy Miller about it.
后来我跟 Poppy Miller 就是爱德华米勒牧师讲到这一点。
And I said, I'm very embarrassed.
我跟米勒牧师说，哎呀，我实在很出糗啊。
And he said to me, do you know why the Lord did that?
他就跟我说，你知道为什么神要这样做吗？
I said, well, I suppose to humble me.
我想带神要我谦卑下来。
No.
弥勒牧师说不是这样的。
Not at all.
一点都不是这样。
So don't you remember Moses at the burning bush?
哦，你忘记了摩西遇到荆棘中的火的时候吗？
And the Lord said, take the sandals off your feet.
那时候神跟摩西说，把你脚上的鞋脱下。
Because the ground you're standing on is holy.
因为你所站立的地方是个圣地。
Holy in the sense not of clean, but of set apart for God.
圣地的意思不是说那个地方把很干净。而是讲到那是一个分别出来的地方。
And the Lord didn't want anything between Moses and his ground, the place where he was.
所以神不要摩西跟那个圣洁的地方有任何的隔绝。
And then our puppy looked at me with a smile and he said,
而是弥勒牧师看着我笑笑的对我说，
Do you think Moses was wearing socks?
你想摩西当时还有穿袜子吗？
I said, no, they didn't have socks in those days.
我说 no, 他们那时候没有袜子的。
He says, can you add one and one and get two?
所以 Papi 说，这个弥勒牧师就说，你这样懂了吗？一加一，你可以得到二嘛。
Now, can you make a simple equation and understand why you had to take your socks off?
所以就这样推论，你知道为什么神要你把袜子脱掉吗？
Like Moses, God did not want anything between you and holy ground.
因为神不要你跟着圣地当中有任何的隔绝。
All protection gone.
所有的保护都要拿走。
Nothing in between.
没有任何成为拦阻。
Not to embarrass you.
不是要来让你出糗。
But to put you in a greater place of contact.
而是让你跟神有更深的接触。
Now, I didn't start a tradition of barefoot preaching.
我不是在传讲说我们必须要脱光脚。
Yeah. You see, one of the problems we've got in the church today, something God does on one Sunday.
我们今天教会问题就是神在某个主日做了一件事情。
Then we want to do it every Sunday to get the effect.
所以我们都想每一个主日都做同样的事情。
The Lord shows us a way to worship and it produces a great exhilaration and we're lifted up to the skies.
就是神做了一件事情带领我们敬拜，哎呀，我们好像被提到天上去。
Then we think that is the way, that is the technique, that is the key to get to the heavenlies.
所以我们就认为啊，那就是那个方式，那就是那个道路，我们把我们带到天上去，那就是唯一的方式了。
So then we do it every Sunday.
所以我们每个礼拜天都做同样的事情。
And we have to pump the people up.
所以我们好像要这个给。
And wind them up.
给他们打气，给信会众打气。
And encourage them.
然后鼓励他们。
And then shout at them.
然后大喊声喊叫。
To keep it going.
让他们能够走上去。
When the Holy Spirit did it the first time,
当圣灵第一次做的时候,
it was something we did in obedience.
我们做是因为我们顺服,
led by the Spirit.
顺服圣灵的引导,
and it produced the result the Spirit wanted.
而造成的圣灵所要的结果。
The only reason to repeat it,
而我们唯一要重复的理由是,
is if the Holy Spirit asked us to do it again.
是不是圣灵要我们再继续这样做?
And so often we choose a technique
常常我们选择一个方式
to do what the Spirit alone can do.
选择一个方式只有圣灵他自己可以做的。
It's not by might, it's not by power.
可是不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
It's not by method.
不是靠方式。
It's not by technique.
不是靠技术。
It's not by tradition.
而不是靠传统。
It is by my Spirit, says the Lord.
而是靠我的灵，神这样说。
And I believe that the Lord is saying, I want my church back.
我相信神是这样说，我要我的教会回来。
Not your church,
不是你的教会。
Your ways,
不是你的方式。
Your traditions,
不是你的传统。
Your methods or techniques, no matter how well they've worked,
不是这个方式，不是这个技巧。
Even things distinctive to you,
其实对你来讲是很奇特的。
Offer them back to me,
把这一切都交还给我。
Give me back my church,
把这个教会交还给我。
Let the Spirit whom I've sent into my church lead you.
让我差遣到教会的圣灵来带领你们。
dare to risk being led by the Spirit.
你敢冒险，就是让圣灵来引导你。
Because all God's children are led by the Spirit.
你所有神的儿子是受神的灵所引导的。
Allow Jesus to build his church.
让耶稣来建造他自己的教会。
He said, I will build my church.
他说我要建造我的教会。
It's a wonderful relief to me, Pastor, to know that I don't have to build the church.
因为对我来讲，我是何等的释放，我不需要自己来建造教会。
It's a great burden off you not to have to build the church.
因为会很大的一个负担，若你要来建造教会。
The strain of having to build a church kills people.
因为要自己想要建造教会，会把我们给杀掉。
Mentally, emotionally, nervously, and spiritually.
在灵里面，在情感上啊，各方面。
Jesus said.I will build my church.
耶稣只是说我要建造我的教会。
He just says you do what I tell you.
而你们只要做我叫你们所做的。
You just carry out what I ask you.
你只要去执行我要你所去做的。
Listen to me.
听我所说的。
Do what I show you.
做我所启示给你的。
Every time.
每一次。
Because I say turn left, don't spend the rest of your life turning left.
哦，我如果说向左，你不要在你一生以后都一直往左走。
You might find yourself going off the edge of a cliff.
你可能最后走错，走到路旁掉下去。
Listen to my direction.
所以你要听时时刻刻听神的指示。
Turn left here.
这里左转。
Turn right.
那里右转。
Go straight.
直走。
Sometimes turn back.
有的时候你必须要往回走一下。
It's just listening.
就是听。
I will build my church.
因为耶稣说我要建造我的教会。
I believe, and I know nothing about your circumstances.
因为我相信我不知道你们的情况。
But I believe what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you, particularly locally.
我相信圣灵要对你们说话，特别对这个教会说话。
He's wanting to lift a burden off you. There's a burden coming on you.
因为神要把这个重担从你身上拿走，因为有个重担在你们身上。
It's not yet evident in your worship.
并不会影响你的敬拜。
Can't be seen.
不是能看见的，在敬拜中还没有很明显。
But in the spirit, it is beginning to come.
可是在灵里面有看到。
There's a burden of pressure beginning to come.
因为有一个压力来。
Something that is too big for you to carry on your shoulders.
太重了，让你来承担。
And the Lord says, I want to lift that from you.
而神说，我要把这个重担挪走。
And he says, I will build my church.
因为我会建造我的教会。
I'm going to build my church.
我来建造我的教会。
You just do what I ask you to do.
你只要做我要你所做的。
Listen to me.
你听我的。
Be sensitive to me.
你要敏锐我的话语。
Do what I say.
做我所说的。
Obey my command.
遵行我的命令。
And you will find that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
你会发现我的轭是轻省，是容易的。
If you start to build your own church,
如果你正在建造你自己的教会
the pressures will weigh you down,
这个重担会把你压下来
rob you of your life,
会摧毁你的生命
drain initiative,
最后吸走你的动机
and rob you of your spontaneity,
而拿走你这样一个能够随机的能够顺服神这样能力
You have many precious things,
你们有很多宝贵的东西
many distinctive things,
很多很特别的东西
Many things others would value.
是很值得的。
Allow the Lord to use those precious things as and when He wants.
所以让神用那些神给你那些宝贵的东西，按照神的方式来用。
Don't turn them into a tradition.
不要把它变成一个宗教。
Sometimes for weeks on end, you will do the same thing.
有的时候可能好几个礼拜你会做同样的事情。
And the people say, "This is the most wonderful thing."
很多人说，哎呀，这是最美好的东西。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit will say, "Stop."
可能圣灵会突然跟你说停止。
Not today.
今天不要做这个。
And the people will say, "Pastor, oh, you missed it today. We didn't have it today. Oh, what's the matter? We really love that."
可能很多会众会跟牧师说，哎呀，牧师今天怎么回事？为什么我们今天没有做这个？我们失去这个，我们好想念这个。
And you're going to have to say, I'm sorry.
你必须说啊，对不起。
The Lord just said, not today.
神就跟我说，今天不是做这个。
And it may disappear for two or three weeks or two or three months.
可能会失去了几个礼拜，没有再做同样的事情。
And then one Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit will say, again.
可是到了某一个主日，可能圣灵又说，好，现在你可以再做那个事情。
And it will be like an atomic explosion of life.
那时候你就发现像个原子弹这样，生命的一个爆炸。
He never takes away to punish.
他不会拿走。
But to renew and release again.
而是他是重新的更新再把它带回来。
In Ezekiel chapter 44,
在以西结 44章,
there is an instruction there
在那有个, 指示,
to the priests and the Levites.
跟这些立位人所说的,
in what clothes they are to wear.
哦, 就是那祭司跟立位人所应当穿的是什么?
No woolen garment.
没有羊毛的衣服,
no garment made of wool.
没有羊毛做的衣服,
they may only wear linen.
只穿那个细麻布的衣服,
because nothing that causes sweat may be on the Lord's servant.
不在神仆人的身上不能有任何可以出汗的衣服。
It is not by human sweat.
所以不是靠人的努力出汗。
It is not by human ability.
不是靠人的力量。
It is not by human giftedness.
不是靠人自己的这些才干。
It is not by human stress and strain.
不是靠人的才干。
It is by the Spirit.
而是靠神的灵。
Nothing that causes sweat.
不能造成我们出汗。
Watchman Nee had a very famous sermon.
尼托森弟兄有一个很出名的一篇信息.
Many, many years ago, it was published in a tiny little book.
就是在很多年前出版了一本薄薄的书.
And it was called Ministry to the Lord or to the House.
是服侍神还是服侍神的殿?
And that's the fundamental choice.
这是一个很重要的一个决定.
Is it the Lord's church or ours?
就是到底是神的殿呢, 还是我们的殿?
When we come together, is it to minister to the Lord?
当我们在一起, 我们是服侍神呢?
Or is it for the sake of the congregation?
而是在服侍我们众人?
If as musicians, worship leaders, or whatever,
不论是, 这些音乐或者这个敬拜带领者,
we're aiming at the house,
我们是在, 服侍这个圣殿呢?
We miss it.
我们就失去了,
it's sweat.
我们就出汗。
But when our focus is on the Lord,
当我们的, 目标在神身上,
and all we want to do is to come and minister to the Lord,
我们只是来要, 服侍我们的主,
it becomes a linen garment,
那就变成一个细麻布的衣服,
no sweat,
没有出汗的衣服,
a flowing in the Spirit.
就是在圣灵里面来运行。
And I believe that the Lord wants to take pressure off you.
我相信神要把这个重担从你们当中拿走。
The woolen garment,
把这个出汗的衣服, 这个羊毛的衣服拿走。
The dangers of spiritual tradition.
这个就是在这个, 属灵的这个传统里面的危险。
I believe the Lord wants to bring you into a new season of freedom.
好像神要把你带到一个新的一个时期, of自由。
A new season of truth.
一个真理的一个季节。
Of freedom.
自由。
And of reality.
还有真实。
It will be marked by refreshing.
这会带来, 一个更新,
it will be marked by healing,
带来医治,
of hearts and minds and relationships.
影响我们的心, 影响我们的思想, 影响我们的关系,
there will be a lightness in the spirit of the people. A lightness.
会感觉到很清神, 在每一个人的灵里面, 你会感觉到很清神,
not lightness in the foolish sense.
不是这个清神的意思, 不是说你, 你很愚昧,
but the lightness that comes from burdens that have fallen.
这个清晨是来自因为你的重担卸下。
I believe there will come a Sunday when you will come in here.
我想要到一地步你来到主日来到这里的时候。
And you say, oh, someone has put new lights in here.
你说, 哎呀, 有人在这里放了一个新的灯在这里。
And the leader says, oh, no, same lights.
领袖说, 没有, 没有什么新的灯啊。
But there's a new light in the place.
可是有一个新的灯在这个地方。
It will be the light of God.
或者是神的光。
The radiance of His glory.
那是他荣耀的光芒。
May the Lord be faithful to do it for you.
愿神他信实坐在你身上。
Amen.
Amen.